chat of how you want to play. How much did that have about the window last Friday?
Oh, all of it went out the window, yeah. It was about getting away and getting the result, and, you know, just being down there looking at our own pitch, and it's in great condition. And, you know, the pitch, obviously, we had a lot of bad weather the last number of weeks, so the pitch was very, very heavy, cut up really bad. So, you know, I think that's where the players then have to, you know, you go into every game with a game plan, and then when you get there and you see the conditions, you have to adapt. And I thought the players done that very, very well. And, you know, they didn't take chances in areas where, you know, the ball was maybe getting stuck and stopping, and they had to just defend properly, which we knew we would going down there. I think it's going to be a really tough place to go this year for teams. So it was made even more so with the conditions of the surface and the weather on the night.
When you come out the right side of something like that, are you glad you've had that test like that has been put up to your players and they've come up with the answers? Or?
Yeah, well, of course. Like, you want to win games. You obviously want to win games playing a certain way. But ultimately, at the end of the season, you look back on the points that you've accrued over the season, and I think that was one that could have very easily slipped away from you, and you know, whether you could have come away with a point or no points, you know, with the way the game was. So I think the way they defended, we didn't give up an awful lot. You know, it's great to see that the players have that other side to them. I know that they can do all the other stuff, so it was great to see, you know, taking pride in hard work. And, you know, it's not just the boys we spoke about at the back, it was the likes of Jake Mulroney running 30 and 40 yards to stop a forward pass, Chris Forrester jumping out the press, boys that you probably don't, you know, boys that you probably don't expect to do that. So I think that was the pleasing aspect of it for me. It wasn't just, you know, Jamie Lennon, you know, will do that in spades for you, but, you know, the other ones that you probably are expecting to be your kind of finesse players and creative types are the ones that were still doing it and kind of got, you know, dragged along by the rest, and it was great to see.
I think my maths are right here. If the points that you got last season after you took charge, if that was across the whole season, you would have been only 2 points behind Rovers. Is that a reflection of where you think you are in relation to them, much more so than, say, the President's Cup game, where obviously you didn't give anywhere near your best performance?
Look, we're not going to worry about Rovers. They're obviously four in a row. They're obviously the team that everyone's looking to try and compete with, but we have to make sure we go down to Galway and we win, and we have to make sure we turn up on Friday night against Bowes. And we're obviously disappointed with the President's Cup. You know, we obviously planned and set up all week and then lost Roy McLaughlin literally the last 10 minutes of the session, the last session before, which obviously people don't know about. You know, I didn't plan to play a midfielder at right back, but it was either that or absolutely throw an absolute curveball at the players and go a different shape that we hadn't worked on. So we kind of just stuck to our guns. You know, looking back on it now, I probably should have changed shape and went with how we kind of finished the game with a 3-5-2, but we hadn't worked on that all week. So we'd worked to go and get after them in a 4-3-3, and as I said, we lost Ryan literally the last 10 minutes of the session. Axel was still not ready to start, so we ended up having to put Aaron in, who I thought done fine at right back, but it's not his natural position, so it kind of messes up everything that you've worked on, bless you. So yeah, look, we were obviously well aware we didn't perform on the night, and it wasn't the level that we wanted to hit. But look, it's basically a pre-season game at the end of the day with a trophy on the line. And I think with the amount of fans that went through, we were disappointed that we didn't show a true version of ourselves. But yeah, look, we'll continue to just plug along and see where it takes us at the end of the year. We're not going to be looking at what other teams are doing or what they're not doing. It's up to ourselves to make sure we get to where we want to go.
Just what type of game you're expecting on Friday? Obviously, Bowes kicked off the season, nicking a point at the 94 minute against Sligo.
Yeah, I think Bowes are... I think they'll be similar to last year in the sense that they're very good in transitions. They've obviously lost Afolabi, replaced them with the big boy Rencourt, who looks like he can finish and looks like he's a big boy as well that can hold the ball in. So, but the likes of Clark and Grant and Connolly when he's playing, and obviously Rooney as well. I think the front kind of four, five players that they have for them four positions are very effective. And you know, they've got good, solid players behind that in the middle of the park. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the atmosphere is going to be through the roof. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one to be involved in, and one that we're all very much looking forward to.